Today's reading you'll find on page 1082, 14th chapter of John's Gospel, but I'm reading from a different translation. It's Jesus is talking with his disciples at what would and prove to be their last supper together. He's talked about going away and they will and being betrayed. So they have every reason to be troubled, outright scared, frankly. Don't be troubled. Trust in God. Trust also in me. My Father's house has room to spare. If that weren't the case, would I have told you that I'm going to prepare a place for you? When I go to prepare a place for you, I will return and take you with me, so that where I am, you will be too. You know the way to the place I am going. Thomas asked, Lord, we don't know where you are going. How can we know the way? Jesus answered, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you have really known me, you will also know the Father. From now on, you know him and have seen him. Philip said, Lord, show us the Father. That will be enough for us. Jesus replied, Don't you know me, Philip, even after I have been with you all this time? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, Show us the Father? Don't you believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me? The words I have spoken to you, I don't speak on my own. The Father who dwells in me does his works.
Would you pray with me? Heavenly Father, we know that your word is powerful, like a two-edged sword. So we pray that you would speak to our hearts, our minds, our spirits now through your word. For Jesus' sake, amen. Well, as Mark said in today's passage, Jesus is talking to the disciples close to the end of his ministry, just before he goes to the cross. But he's also talking to everybody who followed. So he's talking to us as well. And I just want to pick out this morning four things that Jesus said to the disciples and that he also says to us. So the first one is verse 2. My Father's house, heaven, has room to spare. And I am going to prepare a place for you. I will return and take you to be with me. Well, as I said to the children a few minutes ago, the best gifts are from God. And I think this is his best gift of all. There is room for you, for us all in heaven. And then this extraordinary promise. Jesus has prepared a place there, and he's made it specially for you. He's made a place specially for you, and he's going to return, and he's going to take you to be with him. What a gift. Well, one might naturally ask, how do we get to this position? How do we get to this wonderful place? How? Well, he tells us that too. So second point, thank you, Richard. Trust in God. Trust also in me. Now, if we trust someone, we believe what they say. But I think it goes further than that. We believe in them as a person. we are willing to rely on them and put our confidence in them. That is what Jesus is saying to us today. Trust in God, trust also in me. Put your confidence in me. Rely on me. So who do you put your trust in? Is it God or is it yourself? The third thing that Jesus said in this passage I'd like to mention briefly. Thank you, Richard. This is verse 6. He says, I am the way to this wonderful place. I am the way to heaven. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Familiar words to us. Life-changing words to the disciples. Believing in Jesus and accepting him as the Lord of our life is the way, it's the only way, to that specially prepared place in heaven. Jesus is basically saying to the disciples that he is the answer to life's biggest questions. He is the life, answer to life's biggest questions. So if you want to get to heaven, follow me. I am the way. If you want to know what's really true, listen to me. Listen to my teaching. I am the truth. And if you want to find meaning in your life, follow my example. I am the life. He said that to the disciples 2,000 years ago, and he said it to us 5 minutes ago, as Mark read to us. It is still true. And I really hope he's getting through to us this morning, because 2,000 years ago, he wasn't getting through to the disciples. They just didn't get it. So the last of the four things I wanted to pick out from this passage, thank you. This is a big verse. Please ponder it. Don't you know me, Philip, even after I have been with you all this time? The disciples, they'd spent 3 years at this point with Jesus. They'd traveled with him, listened to him, eaten with him. They'd seen his miracles, they'd learned all about him, but they still didn't get it. He's moved to ask, don't you know me, Philip? And if he had to ask them, the disciples, his closest friends, if he had to ask them that, I think it's entirely reasonable that he might ask us the same question. Do you know me? If the answer is yes, and we accept Jesus as our Savior and as our Lord, we try to follow his example as well as believing in him, then his promise is up there at the top. His promise is to us. He has rooms to spare, and he has prepared a place for us in heaven, especially for you. And he's going to take you there himself. And I'm amazed by that, because that isn't some big crowd thing. This is you and Jesus, one-to-one, especially for you. He comes and takes you by the hand to his special place prepared for you in heaven. It's an intensely personal thing. So again, that key question, David, John, Sarah, Kate, do you know me? The question is not, do you know about me? Knowing that Jesus is kind and that he's wise, knowing what miracles he did, knowing what places he visited, that's great. That's not the question. The question is, do you know me? And I was pondering what my answer to that is while I was preparing. I think my answer is yes, but yes, I know about you, and yes, I do know you a bit, but not as well as I should. And if that's the answer that you kind of have on your heart this morning as well, then my challenge is this: what can we do, you and I, in 2020, to get to know Jesus himself a bit better? Well, I suggest reading the Bible, because in there, in my opinion, we find the most amazing, the most charismatic, the most wonderful, the most extraordinary person in history. But more than that, we find a person who is also, in some extraordinary way, God too. Everlasting, creator of the universe, saviour, king of heaven. There is so much more of God, of Jesus, that we can get to know. Yet many of us, and I think I do include myself, we've largely stopped looking, I suspect. It's almost like we've parked Jesus to one side. Just like this, really. I parked this to one side earlier. Bridget, not surprisingly, parked it to one side as well. Now, my metaphor is going to completely break down at this point. I am not comparing Jesus to any of these things, the box, the dish, obviously not this. I'm not doing that at all. My metaphor is about the search. However far you've got in searching for Jesus, whether it's just the wrapping paper, whether you've got to the nice box, the silver dish, to this, wherever you've got in your search, keep searching. There is more to find. With God, there is always more to find, always new surprises. So, I will try not to get any beans on the carpet. I will continue my search. And in the tin, we find some marshmallows. With God, there is always more to find. There are always new surprises around the corner. If only we would keep looking. So there's actually a lot of marshmallows in this box, in this tin, I should say. There's also a key. Now, if Bridget ever gets around to opening the tin of sausages and beans, she'll find the marshmallows. She will also find the key. And if she takes the key, that will open a cupboard in our house. And inside the cupboard, there will be a bag. And inside the bag, there will be a present that has been wrapped up. And she can open the present, and you can see that that could go on, theoretically, forever. And that is my point. If we keep searching for God, literally, we can go on forever, and in heaven we will go on forever, and we will find new things every day, every time we look. There is always more to find with God, if only we would keep looking. So if you go down to coffee and see Bridget, please tell her to continue the search. Anyway, it's time for me to sum up. I suggest this morning that the most important question that you will ever get asked in your life is, do you know me? And since the stakes attached to your answer are so big, I would further suggest that a huge priority for your life should be to get to know Jesus better. I like this quote. Richard, if you're still with me, please. Being a Christian is meant to be a life-changing thing, not a kind of side salad, not something we have just on the side of the main dish. It is the main dish. It's the heart of our lives. We have to work at it. Are we working at it? 10 o'clock. So my challenge is get looking, and here are some suggestions, and we heard a lot of these in the video, so this is a bit of repetition, but just to finish, Richard, final slide, please. How can we get to know more about Jesus? There are some wonderful books that reveal more about him. They're great. Read them. Talk to other people. That was mentioned in the video. Talk to other people about their experiences. How did you get to know Jesus? What have you found out about him, the real person? How did you do that? And attend an Alpha course. We will be running one later this term. Those will help us to get to know more about Jesus, but better than that, these things will help us to get to know more of Jesus himself. Da, 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 da. All right, thank you. Getting to know Jesus himself. That's got to be an interactive thing. Worship is meant to be an interactive thing. We lose ourselves in worship. We worship a person. Person to person. So put some beautiful Christian music on, listen to it, and join in. The Bible is also a living thing. The Holy Spirit speaks to us, to our hearts through the Bible in some miraculous living way. So my biggest life-changing event was I started reading a chapter of the Gospels every day. I highly recommend it. That's how we find Jesus, the person. And finally, it's not always easy, but go to him directly. Pray to him. Keep searching. There is so much more to find. I wonder if you'd pray with me. Knowing you, Jesus, there is no greater thing in our lives. So I pray that you prompt us and help us to keep searching for you day by day, Lord. And as we do that, I ask that you would draw near to us and help us to find more about you. For that quest is the most wonderful thing in life. Thank you, Lord. Amen.